will be an oak, if an oak it was before. So you are still Paxenarian. All your past is within you, good and bad alike.
I can't feel that anymore. All that happened before Kolobia, I can't reach it.
That we will change. It's there, and it is you. Come, you are strong enough to walk today. The sun will do you good.
As they wandered the grove's quiet trails, he led her to talk about her life, bit by bit. She found herself remembering little things from her childhood, watching her father help a lamb at birth, rubbing it dry, carrying her younger brother on her shoulders from the fields to the house, listening for wolves' wild singing on winter nights when they ventured near the barns. It seemed that she was there again, where she could never go, clinging to the hames on the shaggy pony as her father plowed their one good field, or catching her fingers in the loom as her mother wove the striped blankets they slept under. Seen so, her father was not the wrathful figure of those last days at home, but a strong, loving man who made a hard land prosper for his family. "He cared for me," she admitted at last, staring into the fire that night. "I thought he hated me, but he wanted me to be safe. That's why..." The Kwakin nodded.
"He saw danger ahead for you as a fighter. Any father would. To think of his child, his daughter, exposed to sword and spear, wounded, dying among strangers."
"Yes. I didn't think of it like that. I wanted danger."
"And danger you had. No, don't flinch. You'd have made a very bad pig farmer's wife, wanting to be a warrior. Even now, you'd make a bad pig farmer's wife."
"Not for the same reason."
"No, but your pig farmer, what was his name, is better off with whoever he has."
Pox had not thought of Fersen Amboisin in years. She had never wondered whom he married instead. Now his pleasant, rugged face came back to her. He had looked, but for being a redhead, like Sabin. "I hope he found somebody good," she said soberly.
"The world's full of good wives," said Master Oakhallow,
and turned to something else. Day by day, the talk covered more and more of the years, her first days in the Duke's company, her friends there, the trouble with Corrin and Steffi, which seemed to interest the Kwakin far more than Pox could understand. He kept asking her more and more details of that day, things that seemed to have nothing to do with the incident itself. And as she talked, her life seemed to gain solidity, to become real again. She felt connected once more to the eager, adventurous girl tagging after older brothers and cousins, to the determined young woman running away from home, to the young soldier fighting beside trusted companions in the Duke's company. This, it seemed, was her real self, bold, self-willed, impetuous, hot-tempered, intensely loyal once trust was given. She began to see how these same traits could be strengths or weaknesses in different circumstances. Trust given the Duke would lead to one thing, given to Messenian, to a far different outcome.
"I never thought before," she said, as they sat one day in a sunny spot, "I never thought that I should choose. I thought others were either good or bad, and nothing in between. Vic warned me about that once, with Baranyi, but I didn't understand. It's still me, isn't it? I have to decide who is worthy of trust, and even then, I have to decide each time if something is right or wrong."
The Kwakin nodded.